USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're learning more about a head-on collision in Texas that killed members of a college golf team, NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Lansbury.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel of the pickup truck.
Nine people in all perished in West Texas Tuesday night. An early investigation revealed that the truck had a spare wheel on its driver's side front. That spare tire seemed to have failed, causing the truck to swerve in front of the van. Lucas Denny, who allegedly formed a militia he dubbed the Proud Boys of North Texas, pled guilty on Thursday to a single count of assaulting or resisting police during January 6. Presidents Biden and Jinping are meeting virtually this hour. While Chinese state media has stepped away from primarily pro-Russian coverage of the war in Ukraine, they do continue to blame the United States for the war. The White House says China is helping Russia skirt past U.S. sanctions with money and war materials. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Politicians want to ask oil executives if they're price fixing.
The Senate Majority Leader says U.S. oil executives will soon be called to Capitol Hill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says U.S. oil companies are enjoying an avalanche of cash while drivers continue to suffer. He notes the gas prices should be dropping as global oil prices decline. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We have an update on a women's basketball star being held in a Russian jail.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Well, before Russian troops attacked Ukraine, American Jimmy Hill went there to be with his Ukrainian partner, Ira, who has multiple sclerosis. When war broke out, Hill stayed despite the deteriorating conditions in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. Ukrainian police said he died during an artillery attack Thursday while he waited in a breadline. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV this week to slam Russians who don't back his war, calling them the scum and the traitors, and said a necessary self-cleansing of society will only improve Russia. President Vladimir Putin via a translator.
But any people, the Russian people especially, are able to distinguish true patriots from bastards and traitors and will spit them out like a gnat that accidentally flew into their mouths. I am certain that this necessary and natural self-cleaning of our society will only strengthen our country, our solidarity, togetherness, and our readiness to answer any calls to action.
Because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Europe is going to have to wait at least several more years and may need NASA's help before its first planned Mars rover can get to work. The European Space Agency said Thursday that it will no longer attempt to launch the ExoMars rover this year on a Russian rocket and may now have to strip out many of the mission's Russian components. A TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.